for anyone suffering under the delusions of excelling in an impersonal organization. You don't need the best attendance or the best output, just not the worst. It's sort of related to the old adage. You don't have to outrun the bear, just the guy with you in the woods argument. And for anyone who says, but if you work really hard, you will be rewarded. I'd like to point out that the smartest person I knew at one of my employers worked 32 years, knew more than everyone else combined, and yet was shown the door without a second thought when political expediency reared its head. This lesson reverberates in my head every time I feel the urge to think I must work while sick or be concerned about matters which are above my station. There is no greater pride than doing the best you can every moment and yet understanding that the limitations built into the system will only serve to grind you into powder if you forget or overstep your place in the machine. Excel in life and in your personal realm, where it matters most, and avoid the path which demands your personal sacrifice. Unless you don't have a choice. In those cases, whistle loudly and let the bricks fall behind you. If we are indeed creatures in the image of a creator, we should let the trivial run its own course as we dance to a forgotten banjo. Please make yourself a promise to allow in only those things, people and ideas which foster the best version of who you would like to become. The work you do for the bills you pay cost more than you might realize. Each moment resounds in ways you cannot fathom. So, get out your own banjo and create the laughter that gives your life its meaning.